More than 600 contacts linked to Uganda's confirmed Ebola Bundibugyo virus cases have been placed on a no-fly list as authorities intensify efforts to contain the outbreak. According to the Minister of Health, 668 contacts of the 15 confirmed cases are currently under follow-up, with some in quarantine facilities and others under self-isolation, while travel agencies have been notified to prevent their movement. Health officials say contacts are monitored for 21 days and are removed from the no-fly list once they complete follow-up and test negative, with some already discharged alongside two recovered Ebola patients. Experts from the Ministry of Health and the Uganda Virus Research Institute say the outbreak remains under control because most contacts have been identified and positive cases are receiving prompt treatment. Dr. Atek Kajirita, the Deputy Incident Commander in charge of such public health emergencies, has asked the public to ignore misinformation and rely only on official government communication, noting that the outbreak was imported from the DRC, where the virus has infected hundreds and claimed dozens of lives.
Now, right now, 2026, this outbreak also started in Ituri. And when we did the genomic sequencing, we literally see that there is a distant relationship between the Ebola of 2007 and the Ebola of 2012, indicating a new spillover of this variant from possible sources of where these viruses are. This is a literally a new spillover from any reservoirs which are not well known, and so that's how it is. Don't be confused with these names and thinking maybe people from Bundibugyo went through